They're away again, quick offload from Crosby, back in field again to Smith, and now they're driving to the right-hand side, space opening up all over the park here, is Ian Thornley driving for the line, offload in the corner, early try for the Wigan Warriors, Thornley made all the yardage, passed out at the last second, practically on the try line in the corner, and seconds on the clock, Wigan open the scoring over.
Well, that's incredible, all that came from kicking too early downfield through not getting enough go forward down the central channel, but anyway, that's gone now. Wigan Warriors got the ball from the counter and they moved it out to the right hand side, and it went into the hands of Thornley. Thornley to the supporting Charnley, the man I talked about, and he's got the try. Wigan 4, Bradford 0.
Oh, great offload from Foster. Now the space on the left hand side, Keir breaks away, pass the last man, one man to beat, which is Harrison, back in field, a great pass from the Bulls, a try on that far left-hand side, and the Bradford Bulls make the points count. It's 4 apiece now.
Great support play for the Bulls. That was great football from the Bradford Bulls. It started on the 40-meter mark with a good drive by Manica Foa. They built it some momentum upfield. It went out to the left-hand side. Elliot Keir found himself in a massive gap. He backed himself, put his ears back, went for the line. He couldn't quite get there. Passed it back in the support play with Danny Addy, touching the ball down some 15 metres to the left-hand side of the post. Fantastic turn, 8 minutes to the Bradford Bulls. Wigan 4, Bradford 4.
Big hit on the Bradford Bulls. Far left-hand side. Bateman looks to try and play it quickly and go to the try line. They're celebrating the like he's got it. And Bateman has scored another try for the Bradford Bulls. It was quick, almost like lightning, really. Tried to exploit the fact that Wigan were trying to regroup. Bateman wasn't bothered about that. He was in again for another try for the Bradford Bulls. It's 15-4. John Bateman, well done. Take a bow, son.
Check about John Bateman. The players thought he'd got the try. The referee wasn't sure. He seemed to take the turn to give the decision. Good build-up play on the left-hand side from the penalty against Wigan Warriors. Hand up in the hands of John Bateman. He was going one way. That was over the line. Sheer belligerence. Bradford Bulls now 16. Wigan Warriors 4.
Oh, it's a fantastic kick. He's made it. 18 points to 4, the Bulls lead, edging ever closer to full time, although it's still not an unassailable lead. It's not enough of an unassailable lead for me.
It's not in Monday Rugby League football, JP. You can tire and drop off and two tries can be scored just like that, can't they?
Back out to 22 has come on at the interchange, and there comes number 2 round the back on the right hand channel. Josh Charnley gets the try, and the pressure that Wigan have been piling on finally pays dividends, and as we were saying, it's a crucial part of the match, this. And just as when they scored in the opening moments of the match, it's about how they react from this, the Bulls.
It is, JP. I'll just describe that try there. That came from a dropout from under the post. Wigan got the ball back. They took it to the far corner. The referee said it was handling from a Bradford ball. They got the scrum. They moved the ball to the right-hand side. They got the overlap because Bradford were tired. And Charnley charged at the corner, touched it down. It's a kickable kick for Richards. It's now Wigan Warriors 8. The Bradford Bulls 18.
We're ready for this. Time to go to the ring. Is away again. Farrell back in field. And that's an open-ended try. And he's over the sticks and through the middle. Momentum back with the Wigan Warriors. And it's Chris Tewson with the try. It's a break through the Bradford line initially. Pass back into Tewson. And another try for Wigan Warriors. Maybe we spoke too soon.
Maybe we did. You know, Wigan Warriors aren't going to let this go. That man, Liam Farrell, the best player on the field tonight for me. He broke away with fast feet. He had support play from Tewson. He touched it back inside from 40 metres out. Tewson in, touched it down to the post. Wow. What can I say? A great game. Chris Tewson has scored. 65 minutes to time. 12 to the Warriors, 18 to the Bulls with a conversion that comes from under the post.
Pushing on, Smith again, integral to most things they've done. Back out to 17. Yeah. He's initially mishandled it, but it looks like, wait for the referee, Thornley's got the try, and the referee now confirms it. When the pass came to Thornley on the right hand side, about 8 metres out, it looked like he'd knocked it on, but he brought the ball under control enough, and he scores the try.
Well, Bradford had to weather so much pressure there. The dam had to burst at some time. The dam did burst. Well, let's take nothing away from Wigan. They're running at this Bradford Bulls side 100 miles an hour. They double stack the centres. They had angle running. It was a fantastic try.
These Wigan fans are absolutely baying for blood. And the Bulls fans on the far side sweating, it has to be said. Smith in field again. He's broke the line. This could be horrible. 16 dances past one. Short of the line. He somehow got over there. And is that a try for Tewson? Yes, says the referee. Heartbreak for the Bradford Bulls. Horrible, horrible end to a game which had so much promise.